John. Fuck, John. I just spent an hour listening to your podcast. That's an hour I'm never going to get again. Going to get back again. What the fuck is that?
It's the I Can Complain podcast. My name is John. I can't even log on to Pornhub in North Carolina. It's blocked in the state of North Carolina, land of the free, home of the brave, my ass. I might have to get a VPN and just jerk it on the steps of City Hall to get my rights back. I called for a public circle jerk at high noon. Just a bunch of dudes out there whacking it at 1 p.m. on a Wednesday for a cause. I think that would grab the attention of some of the people here in power in the government in my state. If I call up the boys and I say, boys, I need you. I need you to show up at noon on Wednesday with your dicks out, ready to jerk till completion. You'd have people driving to work taking notice and joining in the protest. They'd be like, well, I could go to work at Walmart today like I do every day, or I could join in this protest. It looks like they're running a VPN right now and I can watch all the newest, hottest videos. Debbie Does Dallas has been digitally remastered and I'll be damned if I'm missing out on that. Problem with this plan is it was actually banned in North Carolina on January 1st, so we're 7 days deep into this already. We've got a bunch of angry dudes that are probably going to show up to the protest. A bunch of guys who haven't jizzed in a week. If you've seen the videos from the January 6th insurrection, it's going to look just like that, except all the dudes are going to have their dicks out. And instead of using facial recognition technology like they used on January 6th to bring the protesters to justice, they're going to use cock recognition technology. You're going to have 6, 7, and 8-inch schlongs on your television, and your grandma's going to be sitting at home. She's going to be trying to watch the Wheel of Fortune and Price is Right, and she's going to be asked to identify cocks from the protest. You'll just have elderly women up in the middle of the night trying to assist the investigation, calling 911, talking about how they think they fucked these cocks back in the mid-70s, but there wasn't high definition then, so they can't be 100% sure. At the same time, though, I can't pretend like this news caught us with our pants around our ankles. Because there were rumors in late December that Pornhub would shut down for the state of North Carolina. Very few took the rumors seriously, but I did have one close friend. I called him, I think it was December 30th. I said, man, you want to do anything for New Year's? He said, I'm too busy. I said, you're too busy? He said, yeah, I've got my hands full. I've got to go back to Best Buy and pick up another 3 terabyte hard drive and come back and download droves upon droves of porn so that I have it at my disposal in January when the whole system shuts down. But I didn't believe him, I didn't take him seriously, and now I'm the one with egg on my face, so to speak. I'm the one that looks like an idiot now. I'm the one that can't even jerk off to Pornhub material. Now I know how women felt when they banned abortion, because this is the exact same situation. There's no differences at all. When the women said, get your hands off my body, I didn't really sympathize with them, but I didn't empathize with them. But now I can empathize with them because these government officials, these legislators, they've got their hands all over my dick and they're telling me that I can't even touch it. They're saying, get your hand off your cock because we're in control of your body now. But I went through all the categories and none of them work. Trust me, I've tried them all. I've tried interracial. I've tried mother and son. I've tried stepson and stepmother. I've tried stepdad and stepsister. I even ventured into the bestiality category, and even that didn't work. And when I saw that I couldn't watch a woman fuck a horse, I said, now they've gone too far. Now they've really gone too far this time. But Pornhub put out a statement. I haven't watched it yet. The woman's fully clothed, so I'm not excited to watch the presentation, but let's enjoy it together. It's 1.5 minutes long. Now, just to be clear, I don't blame Pornhub for this decision. I blame the government. I blame the state of North Carolina and the United States. But it would be nice if this woman that's fully clothed, that's giving me this information on why it's no longer available in my state, it would be nice if she would just pull out a titty for old time's sake. Just give me a nip slip to remember you by.
Hi, I'm Sherita Bill.
What's up, Sherita?
As you may know, your elected officials have required us to verify your age.
I don't know. I don't pay attention to what's happening behind the scenes. I don't even vote. How would I know that?
Before granting you access to our website.
I'll give you everything.
Well, safety and compliance.
I'll give you everything you need. I'll give you my ID. I'll give you my fingerprints. I don't care. Take anything you need.
...are at the forefront of our mission. Giving your ID card every time you want to visit
I'll give it to you permanently. You can just hold on to it.
...solution for protecting our users. And in fact, we'll put children...
Steal my ID and sell it on the black market after I give it to you. Just let me jerk off.
and your privacy at risk.
Fuck my privacy.
In addition, mandating age verification without proper enforcement gives platforms the opportunity to choose whether or not to comply.
It's easy to mandate the age enforcement. You just put that box up that asks if you're 18 or not. It's a system that's worked for decades.
As we've seen in other states, this just drives traffic to sites with far fewer safety measures in place.
What are these websites, by the way? Can you give me a list?
Very few sites are able to compare to the robust trust and safety measures we currently have in place.
Oh, I've got to get greasier. I can't be watching Pornhub anymore. I got to move to the dark web.
In order to protect children and user privacy.
All due respect, fuck the kids. Don't fuck the kids, but fuck the kids. Screw the kids. I grew up in the 1990s when the internet was just starting and I was able to view all the porn that I wanted to view. Don't take porn away from the kids. They need it.
Privacy. Any legislation
all they have.
Must be enforced against all platforms.
Most of these kids, they don't have parents that stay at home with them. They're latchkey kids. They don't have brothers and sisters because their parents can't afford to have a whole flock of kids. They're at home and all they have is Pornhub. Let them jerk.
Platforms offering adult content. The safety of our users is one of our biggest concerns. However, the best and most effective solution for protecting children and adults alike is to identify users by their device and allow access to age-restricted materials and websites based on that identification.
What does that mean?
Until a real solution is offered, we've made the difficult decision to
You think it's hard on you? Imagine how hard it is on me!
Completely disable access to our website in your region.
You can't even leave up a few videos and pictures? Just a
few still photos
of some cleavage or something. Please leave me with something. Don't take it all.
Contact your representatives.
Don't take it all.
And demand device-based verification solutions that make the internet safer while also respecting your privacy.
Care. You can have everything. Don't you understand? Take it all. Take it all. Take it all. I don't really watch much pornography, though, to be honest with you guys. Ever since I accidentally bought a black and white VHS porn tape from the Dollar Tree when I was underage, I don't watch porn much. When I was 14 years old, I had the opportunity of witnessing a 55-year-old woman that was born in the 1800s take two dicks in crystal clear 4x3 black and white. You don't run across a tape like that very often, but trust me, when you do, it really kills the mood. I remember watching the tape with my friends after we brought it back from the Dollar Tree, and we couldn't even get off to it. We were just worried about whether her hip replacement surgery would endure another bang session. We were just worried whether the early onset osteoporosis would kick in and her bones would get so brittle they would shatter while she was riding him on top. It does go to show you that even if Pornhub shuts down, the kids are just going to probably go over to Dollar Tree and hunt through the VHS videos, even though I doubt they sell them anymore. Maybe they can scrounge up a few black and white porns out of the clearance bin. All jokes aside, though, that tape did probably turn me off to porn for the remainder of my life. Trust me when I say that when you catch a glimpse of an upskirt of an 80-year-old woman viewed through a fisheye lens with a blue light filter, it's enough to scare even a child. But strictly from a historical perspective, I think that that tape probably should have been preserved in some museum somewhere because that woman in that pornography that I've watched, she survived the Great Depression. I imagine the porn scene got pretty weird during the Great Depression. A lot of women that were super skinny probably couldn't afford to eat, and a lot of the guys that fucked them probably didn't have any energy. A lot of sloppy tug jobs during the Great Depression. TJs were definitely in style in 1935. Women were telling their husbands, "Bitch, I had to stand in line for powdered milk today. The best I can do is a tug job. It only takes 18 calories to complete a hand job." And I imagine it was an easy out for women because they could just tell their man, like, "Look, I would give you a blow job, but it's going to burn up too many calories and I could die of starvation. Best I could do is about 30 pumps." You know, Mr. Rainwater said he went back in time once and he got a hand job in the desert. Wait, what are you saying, Jessica? Mr. Rainwater used a time machine to go back in time for a hand job? Yeah, he said he took a time machine back and they pitched a tent and had a barbecue and slept under the stars in the desert and everything. Yeah, and let me guess, they grilled steaks. Yeah, they grilled steaks. How did you know? I've heard this story before, Jessica. He didn't take a time machine back to the desert. I thought the story sounded a little suspicious. Yeah, that's the time he thought our Uber was a time machine. You remember that, Jessica. He got super loaded at the Bonanza Steakhouse and pleasured himself in the women's room. What can I say? The man loves an all-you-can-eat buffet. Yeah, well, it sounds like to me he's taking one too many hits upside the head. Sounds like he's slowly losing his mind. Friends, it's John here for Pure Russian Rainwater. Ah, yes, Pure Russian Rainwater. The original small batch Russian rainwater, 94% pure since 1997. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Rainwater's proud to introduce a new way to consume the drink that you love. The new hands-free bottle is available. It comes with a straw, and basically you stick the straw in the bottle, and suddenly both of your hands are free to do whatever the fuck you want to do with them. Maybe you and the boys are going down to City Hall this week. Maybe you're going to stand around and jerk it for freedom. And maybe you recognize the importance of staying hydrated while participating in a circle jerk. That's where Pure Russian Rainwater's there for you. Pure Russian Rainwater, the new hands-free can. Pick up a case today for you and the boys. Pure Russian Rainwater. Drink up. All right, and now it's time for a brand new segment that we've only done 5 weeks in a row. It's called The Headlines. It's all the news worth knowing about. A North Carolina pastor has been arrested after trying to push a McDonald's employee's head into a deep fryer. The power of Christ compels you to make me fresh fries, bitch. In a damning article released this week, Jody Foster says Gen Z is really annoying to work with. Gen Zers replied by saying, "I don't know who the hell this old broad is. Is she on TikTok?" This week, a bombshell was dropped with a lengthy list of hopeful presidential candidates leaking onto the internet. Actually, wait, that's the Epstein documents list. Oops. And finally, Taylor Swift's camp is dismayed by a New York Times piece speculating on her sexuality. A spokesperson for the popular singer said, "Look, since Pornhub went down, sure she's gotten into some weird shit, but haven't we all? It's just a little bestiality." And those are the headlines. Well, like an addict running back to an opium den, I went back to Donut World this week, guys. I went back. They were closed for 2 weeks for the holidays, and I thought that they opened up on January 6th. I've got this January 6th on my mind. I went back to Donut World, though, and I pulled up into the parking lot. The store was dark. My heart sank, and I looked at the door, and it said, "We'll reopen on January 10th. I said, "How am I supposed to live 4 more days without your delicious donuts? Don't you understand that this is all I have in my life? All I have is your delicious donuts. That's all I have. I don't have a family. I don't have kids. I don't have money. I don't have responsibilities. I don't have anything. All I wake up for every day is to get one of your donuts." And I was telling one of my friends about it. He said, "What donut shop are you at?" I said, "Oh, the usual donut shop." I'll tell you guys right now, you know you're not in a good place in your life if you have a go-to donut shop. Donuts are ready, hot and ready off the burn barrel. How many times have I told you not to cook on that burn barrel, Jessica? You're going to burn the house down. Do you want a donut? Yeah, I want a donut. These look good. Why are they square, though? They're not round. We make them square in Russia. That's not a thing, Jessica. I know they don't make them square in Russia. No, I actually just like to make them square so they don't roll away. Like Mr. Rainwater, because he doesn't have any ass cheeks. I know. Hey, these are pretty good, though, Jessica. These are good donuts. Why didn't you finish it, then? You know I'm still full from earlier. Why don't you tell them why? I don't want to tell them why. Tell them why. I've been eating kielbasa sausages, guys. How dare you? I know I talked shit about kielbasa sausages here on the show a couple months ago. All my friends were eating kielbasas.
They were loving the sausages, weren't they?
They were loving the sausages, Jessica, and I made fun of them for it. I'll never forget it. I remember it like it was yesterday. I was at trivia on a Wednesday night. There were 3 other people at the table, and suddenly all 3 of them talked about how they were enjoying kielbasa sausages on a night-in and night-out basis, and I called them crazy. I said, "Yeah, a Polish kielbasa sausage, it's a good enough meal, but I'm not going to eat it night after night, and guess what? Now I'm eating it night after night."
What a hypocrite. You've betrayed our trust for the last time.
No, it won't be the last time, but my point is, I'm loving these kielbasa sausages. I think I found out why my friends were cooking them all the time, though. They're easy. You just put them in the oven or the microwave, or you sit them outside on an 80-degree day and come back in an hour and they're hot. It's a lazy food. It turns out my friends are just lazy cooks.
Yeah, you just slip it in the oven and then you've got a lot of free time on your hands.
Yeah, I don't know anything about free time, Jessica. I don't know anything about freedom. I can't even touch my own dick while I log on to Pornhub. Circle Jerk Wednesday at high noon. See you there. Bye. I'm talking about jerking it for freedom. Freedom, freedom, freedom. I saw a bunch of children, several children of every race, religion, color, and creed, playing in a pile of trash on a hill. That's what America's about to me. It's about kids ignoring their differences and playing with trash.
Fuck yeah.
Look like a bunch of hobos in training.
Bye.
Give me the next Tucker fucking Carlson or Rush Limbaugh, John.
The parents said, Pornhub's down, go outside and play in the trash. Daddy's a little frustrated, he can't watch his favorite videos, go outside.
I think you could.
Oh yeah, no, what?
Why am I asking these questions?
You are no better, I've had it. Jason, you should be a man instead of a whiny little boy. Call me a whore, you call me a bitch. You sit on the damn chat line. You come into my bedroom when I'm asleep. Wake me up for a piece of ass.
And as for Big Bird, you need to go back to Sesame Street, buddy, because you're...
ICanComplain.com is the home of this program. We're found everywhere that you find podcasts and even some places where you don't. We're maybe even found on Pornhub, but I wouldn't know because I can't log on.
Hey, here's some kielbasa sausage I made for you. I heated it up in the bathtub.
You heated it up in the bathtub?
Yeah, get a taste of that.
I don't want it. It looks like shit.
I said eat it.
Get your hands off of me. I'm not going to eat it, Jessica.
If you're not going to eat it, I'll make you eat it.
I don't eat food that came out of the bathtub. I'm not going to eat it.
Do you love me?
Do I love you? We just met a couple of minutes ago. For all I know, you might be a pot-smoking, jaded, wild-eyed, radical dropout.
I am a pot-smoking, jaded, wild-eyed, radical dropout.
I love you.